You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I need one of those sound effect things with the applause. Okay, today is special because I have got a special friend. No, she's not like my girlfriend or anything. I have someone who I really care about, one of my closest friends who I adore with me today, and she just happens to be a freaking badass. She's so talented, and she's so beautiful. We met in Beautiful the Carol King musical, and she eventually left the show to go do The Lion King. Welcome, everyone. Who's Elsie Mo?
Hello, Salish.
Hey, what is up, girl?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so crazy. I'm so happy that you're doing this podcast and I get to chat with you.
Thank you. You're literally one of my first guests. Like,
ooh, I feel special.
This is my third episode. And even if you guys are listening and this is like an episode like that's number 20 on the line, like this is the third one recorded. I'm still very new.
Oh, yeah. Have you been thinking about doing this for a while?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Basically at the beginning of quarantine, at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. It was in the back of my mind, like, oh, I want to do a podcast, but I had no idea what it would be about. And then quarantine happened and everybody started doing podcasts and it was all kind of like around the same thing. I'm like, well, that's taken. Mm-hmm. And then I recently went on Ayanna Major Bay's podcast.
I actually just listened to your interview.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had so much fun while she was interviewing me. It's called the Actors Pivot. And she was like, oh, this is how I did it. And she gave me the rundown and it made me feel like, oh my goodness, if I ever wanted to do a podcast, this is literally the steps from XYZ. Mm-hmm. I just need an idea. And I didn't. And then I thought, well, I love talking to my friends. I love talking about hair. We talk about hair in the dressing room
all the time. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually tempted to get a group of us on this thing from our dressing room at Beautiful and just go in because we do it almost every day.
Yeah. Especially you and Gabby, though.
Right.
You too.
Right.
Or something else. Yes.
And so I'm like, you know what? I mean, might as well just record that. The conversations, because the conversations are going to be happening anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, here we are, and I'm so happy to have you. So basically, for those of you guys who are listening, because this is not a video podcast yet, you're going to have to look Huso up, because she is literally, she is a queen, like a literal African queen, like, Huso, you've got this gorgeous, dark, silky, like,
I cannot.
I'm like, my mouth is watering when I think of, like, what is that expensive chocolate we used to eat on at Bryant Park?
I know, it's, oh, yes, the Royce.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, y'all, her skin is like that. Like, it's just like.
Okay.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And you, okay, and I'm still learning about like hair textures. I think I'm like 3C, three something. Oh gosh. Okay, well, Huso, you're like
4C.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's beautiful. And in fact, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you wearing it these days? I know we're in the middle of quarantine.
Yes. So at the moment, I've been like braiding my hair over and over. Right now, it's just in a head wrap. And I actually just started to like prep my hair for like some crochet braids that I'm going to do.
Ooh.
But like, I know my hair thrives best in a protective style. And so it's actually really awesome to have this time to have my hair braided, because I think it's really helping it grow, because I want it to grow some more.
Yeah,
I feel like it's been at the same length for like ever. Where the struggle of 4C. Right. I don't know. I don't measure it in inches.
I mean, like, not in inches, but like, if you were just like to look, I mean, how do we, oh God. Our hair is so crazy. Like, as a Black woman, like, our hair is so, like, one day it can be like at our ears, the next day it can be to the back wall.
Uh-huh.
Like, with shrinkage and everything, like, how do we even measure our hair? Like,
I don't. Some people measure it after they stretch it out. But with my hair, I'm like, the minute I get out of the shower, it looks like I just got like the fresh cut. So it's really short. And then, so once I stretch it out, it's like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of hair on this head. But so then I often just keep it in plaits and braids. But I want to have it out more. Like, everybody keeps reminding me. Sorry?
What's a plait?
Plaits are braids or cornrows.
Okay, great.
Maybe I'm making something up, but I'm pretty sure that's what
it is. You're not. I'm okay. Just saying, like, educate me and whoever else is listening who's like, what's a plait? I'm going to ask all the dumb questions for anybody who's listening who's like, I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I get it. Yeah.
But go on. Lately, you've been what?
Braiding it. I've been braiding it because it's no effort whatsoever. Keep it in for 4 weeks and then like take it out, wash my hair, let it breathe for like 2 weeks and then braid it again. And yeah, and I do it myself. So I know how much tension is on my hair. So I'm not like pulling my own hair. Cause sometimes I was like debating going to like one of the African hair braiding stores in Harlem. And I was like, no, because they pull. My mother used to braid my hair. My mom's a hairdresser.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah, she owned a hair salon upstate in Ithaca. And like, my mom lives back in Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa, also known as the Ivory Coast. And she opened up a hair salon. She opened up a hair salon in Ithaca. And now she's in the motherland with a hair salon.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wait, like all of the Cornell. It? Sorry?
Who's running it?
Well, it's no longer her hair salon. She gave it to her assistant. Her name's Verity. She's running it now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All of the like Black Cornell, Ithaca College students would go to like my mom to get their hair done.
That's freaking cool.
Yeah.
How did I not ever know that?
I don't know. Maybe I brought it up because I was like, that's how I know how to, you know, braid my hair because of my mom and she taught me how to do it.
Have you always known how to crochet, right?
No, crochet, I figured that out like YouTube, like a couple years ago, because I was like, okay, what's faster? And because of what we do, I can't just have my hair in braids if I want to go away for a little bit and I want to have a style. And so I went on YouTube and just watched a bunch of videos. YouTube University. YouTube is the bomb. Okay.
University of YouTube.
Yes.
Seriously. That'd be looking jacked up. YouTubers make it look easy, and then I look so jacked. But go on.
I know it takes practice because it's not going to work the first time. These people who do it and they teach you, they've been doing it forever. So like the first couple times will look a little crazy until you get the hang of it.
Okay, because I would like for you to do mine.
See, I don't even know if I can do other people's hair. This is the thing. Like, I did one of my closest friends in high school, my friend Alicia. Oh my gosh. I did my own hair. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, your hair looks amazing. And Alicia was like, okay, can I come over and can you do my hair? So I did her hair and it was awful. It was hideous. And it was like a full head of braids. Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. I knew what I was doing with my own hair. And the next day, she didn't have the braids in. I was like, what happened to your braids?
The
next day, her mother and her took their time to take the braids out. I was like, she knew it wasn't it.
That's so jacked up. If it was a full head of braids, Huso, how did it look jacked up? Was it the front? Like, what happened?
I just think it was like uneven. Like, I didn't really know when I was first learning how to braid, like doing it myself. I didn't really like take the comb and like gently like divide the lines. It was just like hair.
Got it. That's amazing. Oh gosh, I just forgot what I wanted to ask you. Brain fart.
It'll come.
It will come. But in the meantime, why don't you tell, like, what has been your hair journey?
Oh my gosh. When I moved to the United States, I was 6 years old.
And you moved from the Ivory Coast?
Yeah, from the Ivory Coast. And I had my hair, my buzz cut short, like no hair. And because my mom was like, it's going to be easier when we get there. And as it grew, we relaxed it. So I had a relaxer in. My mom would do a relaxer for me at the beginning of every school year. And I like had such a weird hair growth journey because I didn't know what to do with my hair. Like I saw all the people around me with like flowing hair and I wanted to kind of be like that. And I would like spray wet my hair. My sister used to make fun of me for this. First of all, my sister has hair down to her back. That girl, her hair grows like she shaves it off today. 3 weeks from now, she'll have a full bob. Like
literally so unfair. Does she also have 4C?
Yes, she has 4C hair. And it's the same as my mom. My mom has hair like my sister. Like just 4C thick. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't do nothing. She just is like, I'll put it in a bun. Okay, once in a while I'll braid it. Like, and I was always the one like, hello, grow, hello. Like just wouldn't get there. Yeah. Yeah, my mom too. I remember when I was a child, like just looking at her hair being so long, like, and she hated having her hair long because we like would tug at it. So she just would cut it and then it would just grow right back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you relax it in school.
Yeah. And I would like spray it with water and like put and do that. You know, those girls with the curly hair, they put the gel in and they crunch their hair and all of a sudden it's like bouncy.
Yeah.
I would like put the crunch in my hair.
I'm like, I always wanted to be one of those girls.
A hot mess. And then it would be like freezing outside. So my hair would be like frozen. Oh. And I would be like going to school with this. And I was like, by the time I finished high school, I was like, okay, no more of this. So my senior year, I cut my relaxed hair off and braided my hair and just kind of focused on having it in braids and went to college that way. And it's been natural ever since.
Ever since college,
yeah. And I've just like, I've cut it short a lot of times and just rocked like a mini fro. Once I got out of college, in college, I kept it braided the whole time. But once I got out of the college and knew I had to wear wigs and stuff, I cut it short. And I did not like the fact that I did that because I went to work on a cruise ship. We're not going to name the line. And they were telling me, they like needed me to do the same hairstyle as like all these other girls in the cast who were white. And
see, that needs to change today.
Yeah. And like they would like straighten my hair to like make it to style it. And it like broke off a lot of my hair. So I wish I was as strong as I am now to just be like, no. You got me this way. What did I look like in this audition? My hair does not do that. Thank you. If you want to get me a wig.
Right. I feel like that's a part of the conversation now. But not even like to some shows, that's still like a new concept, which is mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
I remember when like some of the girls, I mean, I have to talk to them still, but like over at Dear Evan Hansen, I think like they were having some of them straighten their natural hair.
Like what?
Like, yes. Yes. I'm like, but I don't know. I have to interview one of them and ask like,
yeah,
if I can hear it from the horse's mouth. Like, cause I wouldn't want to do that. It's like,
no,
you hired me and give me a wig. If you want my head to look like that.
They're not asking white girls to perm their hair, make it curly. Like, I'm just saying like, they're not asking them to do that. So right. Yeah.
Did you ever have any pressure in college or anything to like, I know you said you wore it natural, but did you ever feel like that you
should
like,
straighten it or like,
yeah.
Yeah. In college, I felt like people, because I was an African, because girl, people were just kind of boxed me into this like African girl with braids, you know? So they kind of kept me, they kind of just accepted what I looked like, you know, and were kind of played on the fact that it was like Nubian queen, Aida, like Lion King. It was like the thing that
that's great when you're making money, honey.
Yeah.
That's what you literally make like
money to do now. Right. Now. Yeah. But I was boxed into that world, but like also it was just my own, like, I wanted to do a lot of things with my hair, but I just didn't know how to do it well, you know? And, but also I learned that like heat was not it for me, because when I started straightening my hair for the cruise ship, I noticed that my curl pattern would just disappear, because my curls are like very tight and I love them. And it would just like, I would wash my hair and it'd be like stringy hair. Like, what is this? So
we'll be right back right after the break.
I'm like, I can't wait to see you again, because I remember what your hair, like at least the length, you know, what it looked like when I first met you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And wait, how did we meet again? So let's take it back to when did you join the show?
Sleesha, you know, I met you before that. I don't think you remember.
I do.
I came to see Beautiful on tour
with Jay,
and I got to see you, and you were so sweet. But it's okay. It was like your opening. I don't know if it, opening night party in
Providence.
Rhode Island. Yes.
See, I can remember. Everyone who's listening, I do remember.
And you were so sweet and so kind.
God.
And I've only ever heard amazing things from you, from Jay. So I was like really excited to come into the cast and meet you. And you were so warm, like the minute that I showed up. So like, thank you for being an awesome human being. Really.
I'm so glad we're friends. It was just meant to be.
I really think so. I think so.
Also, thank you for calling me warm. That's like my favorite adjective. And when I sign my emails, if I really like the person, I'm like, warmest regards. I'm like, I hope they can feel my hug over the P.S. Can I tell you a short story?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so today was kind of like a shit show, but not a total shit show. A shit show because there's a leak in my apartment, and I had all these freaking plumbers in my apartment who took my bathroom apart. I had to wear a mask in my home all day. Couldn't use my own bathroom. Oh my goodness. I went all day without a shower, without brushing my teeth until right before this, which is, I feel so much better.
So how's your bladder? Like, what did you?
Right? Oh, I used one of the nasty bathrooms downstairs, like, that aren't for us.
Okay.
So I can at least use it somewhere, but it just was weird having, you know, strangers in my apartment. Okay, so that was kind of a shit show, but whoso. Okay, so like, working on this podcast and stuff, you know, I'm still new. I was like, asking my friends, let me just shoot an email to Audra McDonald.
Hold on. Salish?
Okay. 2 hours later, her agent writes me back. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I'm like, she was like, oh my goodness, this sounds like a great idea. I would love to forward this on to Audra. Like, okay, fast forward. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's actually coming on this show. But today is exciting because it feels like it's possible. She was like, give me some more information before I pass it on.
This is amazing.
I'm like, oh my goodness, let me get my stuff together, honey.
Yes.
Honey. But also, like, I'm excited to, like, gather these amazing Black women. Hello, Huso Simone, everyone.
Aw, okay. Sleesha, that's so amazing, and like, way to go taking the initiative and just being like, let me see, and getting a response. Like, that first step is awesome. Oh wow,
it's scary but like fun. And so some of the information that she asked me made me go down like a rabbit hole, and I asked some of my best friends from college, I'm like, name every amazing Black woman you've ever heard of on Broadway. Go! Like, emergency conference call. And like, it was so fun. But like, I just thank you for, I know we would talk anyway, especially in our book club, but thanks for coming on here.
Of course. Anything.
With that, I've completely lost track of what we were just talking about.
We talked about meeting for the first time.
Oh, yeah. In that beautiful, where in that journey did we meet again?
At Beautiful?
Yeah, you came into the Broadway company.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
This was years.
Because a lot of people who transferred into the Broadway company had come straight from the first national tour. And you did not. So the fact that you went straight into the show and they didn't know you before from that, to me, I'm like, oh man, she must be killer. And you are.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Aww.
But not even with your talent, your energy,
you're just appreciate it. Thank you, Salisha. That's really sweet. Thank you. And I think also says a lot about the company, though. The company Beautiful was awesome. What a awesome group of people to just be welcomed into a show. The nicest group of people I've ever worked with.
It was bomb, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a couple half. I'm just kidding.
There's always one. It's okay. It's okay. We accept them. We accept people as they are.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It was honestly a family, though.
So
special. Okay. And at Beautiful, and I know these answers, but refresh my memory. Mm-hmm. What is, and it might change. What is your wig prep?
My
your
wig
prep. Your hair is shorter to your head.
Yeah.
Hair though. So.
Yeah. But I would cornrow my hair because that was easy because I love wearing a head wrap. So I knew that it was always in a protective style, especially swinging Beautiful. I was like, I don't know when somebody needs me to go on. Let me just have it in cornrows, ready to go. Whenever that happened. Yeah.
And thank God, you were always ready. I'm laughing because that happened shows. The swing is not ready. Oh my God.
I feel like in college too, they were like, if you're a swing, in college, they just make everything such a big deal. And so it has been ingrained in me, you have to stay ready. You have to be ready. A little too much pressure, but. Right.
But you are ready.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish I could have seen you. I mean, before all of this mess that's happening in the world, I wish I could have seen you slay at The Lion King.
Oh, what a, that was magical. And you know what? I wasn't nervous. I was excited for my debut. I was just I wanted to walk up on Pride Rock and just look out and see that full audience. And I had Michael Stiggers, who was in Beautiful, a drifter. Yeah. And I so blessed to come into a new show with him. And also the full, all the people that I came in with, I'm very close with. We have a chat group. We keep checking in on each other. Beautiful souls. I don't know. Thank you, universe, for bringing people like that into my life. I'm grateful for that.
What a blessing. Yeah. And also being in a show where you're not afraid, not nervous. You're just this is it. This is what that is to me the dream. That's the goal. To feel yep, this makes sense. This is where I'm supposed to be right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back right after the break.
You mentioned when you came to America,
mm-hmm.
you were six.
Yes.
Your mom buzz cut your hair.
Yes.
Because it was easier. There is a woman named Zosie, and I might be mispronouncing her name. I hope I'm not. Zosie Tunsey. She, it's so loud.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. She is the reigning Miss Universe. She is this gorgeous woman. I believe
South African.
Yes.
I know.
She has no hair. And by no hair, I mean like a buzz cut. Like she's got a fade.
Yes. And she looks amazing. So regal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it, to me, I find that very, it's just so like, in the pageant world, it's very rare. It's not impossible, but it's very rare, at least back in the day, to be crowned without a big old head full of long, straight locks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has a buzz cut. Straight up. Like, I find that so inspiring, and she's so beautiful. And, you know, like, which is even... like, which is crazy to me. Like, she's so stunning, and somehow Huzo, you're even more beautiful. Like,
I can't.
How are you beautiful?
I cannot, Salisha. I wonder, was she the first woman to come in with her hair that short for like a Miss Universe pageant?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I have seen somebody show up to a Miss California stage, like bald, and she was nailing it. But I'm not sure, and that was in the America system. I'm not sure if anyone has done that on a Miss Universe stage. I've not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's not happened, but I have not seen it.
Yeah.
Well, I bring her up because I feel like she is living proof that, you know, times are changing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you your opinion, like, as a dark-skinned Black woman in mm-hmm. this industry, do you, first off, have you ever felt that you were held back or that somebody, like, you missed out on an opportunity because of that? And the second part of my question is, like, how do you feel today about that?
You know... it's interesting because I know there's a lot of colorism within television industry, in theater. I've never seen an opportunity that was not given to me meant to be mine. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've never, if I didn't get it, I just was like, I'm not supposed to get that. And maybe there was a deeper reasoning behind it, you know, that a truth that I chose not to dig into, but I was just like, okay, that's not for me. Something else will be.
That's amazing. And a way to have peace.
Yeah. And I love peace. I really, truly do. I don't like chaos. And if I can maintain a lot of it, I choose, that's where I would like to be. I kind of have learned to accept the things that have not been given to me as not meant for me.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And even today, I mean, it's a little weird right now because, like, I haven't been into an audition room in a while, mm-hmm. other than like Zoom or a self-tape because we're all at home. But do you feel like, what are we about to walk into when we get back? Are you hopeful that, and that's more of a general question, but mm-hmm. like, what do you think?
I am hopeful that we will come back eventually. That's what I'm hopeful about. But I am so unsure of what that will look like. Like, what will stages look like? What will the audiences look like? Are we going to be tested on a constant basis? I mean, and also seeing the fact that like people can dine in now. We'll see how that goes. And I go to the gym and schools are opening in New York City tomorrow, like really soon, or next week, like really soon.
Right. Some are already in session.
Yeah. Is giving me some hope, but I just want to make sure we're being smart and not just rushing because we're just going to delay things even more if we rush into it. Like, I would love to go back to my job, but I want to be... yeah, I want to be realistic and I want to be safe and I want to be healthy.
Because you know, if one person gets it, we're all out again.
We're out. Yeah. And it's a really sad time for Broadway because the industry does not exist at the moment. And we don't want that again, I would think, you know, but also I hope that things within they use this time, the highest powers use this time to properly adjust things that need to be adjusted in this time. And hopefully we have a victory in November. Oh, I didn't tell you this, girl. So I'm a green card. I was a green card holder, but I took my citizenship test and I passed. I know. Thanks, girl. I'm going to tell Salish.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And is that a baseball game thing?
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't.
That's all I got in my fingertips right now for a sound effect.
Oh my gosh, so funny. But yeah, I have my old ceremony coming up. I'm happy you're back in the city. I think I might have something like gathering outside. Yeah, like a social distancing gathering, like in the park, maybe. Yeah, and I have a ceremony coming up. Of course, duh. You're here.
Yeah. You're like, no.
What if I was like, actually, I don't want you there, but
like,
no.
Gab, you're not going to believe what this happened said to me.
No, it's evil. It's so evil. But I get to vote for the first time. I get to register for vote and I get to vote for the first time. And
yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I'm just grateful that I get to. And I'm praying that there is a victory.
We are praying.
Yes. We are praying. Yeah, because that is the one thing, 2020.
Like, there is hope for this year, but if it doesn't go the way we want it to, I am officially throwing this whole year in the trash.
People are going to be like, what did you do during 2020? You're like, huh?
Huh? No, what? Never heard of it.
Okay. 2021? Okay, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
One star, would not recommend.
What if people started writing Google reviews for 2020?
Would not recommend. No. Shit show. Literally. But there is hope. Like, there is hope.
Yeah, yeah. Until, I mean, there's always hope. There's always
November
hope.
November 3rd, it might be the end of the world.
Yeah. Oh. Yes. But
okay, I have another question about this. Okay, so I have like for a lot of my life, I've always been like attracted to white guys. I've dated all sorts, white, black, everything in between. But I have usually liked white guys lately. I've been dating black guys and but I don't discriminate. So first of all, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Jonah.
Yes.
For those of you guys who are listening, Yona is a white boy, right? He's white. Right?
Yes, he's white.
Yeah. Okay. He is the sweetest, kindest, like, and I've only been around him a couple times, Huso.
Yeah.
Like, he is so kind, so just like an easy presence to be around. Mm-hmm. He's so supportive of you. The times that, this is just from my eyes, seeing like when we were in book club, you and me and Gab and towards the end of our session when he's like missing you, like he'll bring you in a huge ass plate of food. I'm like, dang. Or he'll bring you in a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Or even one of the books that Gab wanted to read. What was it? W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yeah.
The Soul of Black Folk.
Yeah, The Soul of Black Folk.
He already had it. This white boy already had.
Yes.
He already had the book. I'm like, he's getting major points right now.
Yes, he really is awesome. Like, I get frustrated with him here and there. Like when he doesn't know how to make the bed. Like I don't understand when I show him. Like I've like shown him how to make this bed like a billion times, and he still doesn't know. But anyways,
that's amazing and adorable. By
yes, but he is like awesome.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. My question is like, during all of this mess that the country is in right now, mm-hmm. with like race at the forefront of many of our topics and everything, how has it been for you guys? Like, have you guys as a couple experienced anything different than you were before George Floyd, like before Breonna, before all of this, has it been pretty even keel? Have you guys just been like, you know what, forget everybody, we're staying home?
like anything different as in like the way people approach us or how we approach the...
Yeah, because I feel like whenever in the past, when I have dated a white guy, I'm actively aware of how people look at us. Mm-hmm. And I have felt a huge difference when I'm walking down the street hand in hand with a black man. People are giving me nods of approval. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, like, what? Is this a thing?
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if you ever noticed that.
Before. Yeah, for sure. I've noticed it. Not necessarily in this time because we stay home most of the time, but like,
that's a good thing.
I've noticed it on the train, like if I'll be holding his hand or like, and he's pretty like affectionate and PDA. So like, it's just like people, I would get looks from like, and I've heard people say things like about like being with the oppressor or, and stuff like that. And like, yeah. It's so uncomfortable. And he's also Jewish and his dad's a rabbi. Yes. And so it's just like, it's uncomfortable, but like, this is the person that I love. So I kind of accept that. And sometimes it takes a lot in me to like, not stare back like, like, right, what are you looking at? So in this time too, I sometimes feel like when we are out, I'm like thinking that people are thinking things, you know, maybe I'm creating this narrative in my mind because, you know, of all the things that are happening right now.
Right.
So I like try not to get myself in that headspace.
You know what it feels like for me though? I feel like the things that you just saying, like, is it in my mind? There's a whole lot of things in the past that I'm like, oh, I think that was in my head. And now with all this systemic racism coming out, like, it's like, oh, wait, you guys were thinking the same thing. Okay, got it. Maybe it's not in your head.
Yeah that is so true.
I mean, if the thought crosses your head, and you're a very perceptive, a very in tune and sensitive being, whoso. And so I feel like if it's something that's ever crossed your mind, it might not be nothing.
No, it's something. Yeah. And it's so funny because I'll be like, Yamuna, like, do you notice this? Or like, and he's like, huh? I'm like, seriously, do you not notice this? Like, it's harder for him to see than it is. It's like, I see it more than he does, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you guys. And I cannot wait for updates. Like, I need photo updates. You're gonna be the most gorgeous. Do you think, and it's okay if you don't know, do you think that you'll be a natural hair bride? Do you think you'll wear a wig? Do you think you'll do braids?
Oh my gosh, I probably won't wear a wig, but I think I might do like some type of updo, probably natural hair, like even if it's like a natural clip-in.
Yes, honey, I just bought me some bangs. Natural.
Yes, bangs. Yes, love that. Ooh, have you worn them out? Have you put like a picture on Instagram or anything yet?
They're really dark. I need a different color.
Okay. That would be funny, just not blending. It's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Post it black and white.
That's smart. That is smart.
Until you see me in person.
And you're like, what's going on, Salish? What is happening? Right. You know better. Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be a gorgeous bride.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you. I think let's wrap it up here. I'm so happy that you have come out here. But before you go, I would like to know, what is keeping you going right now? A fiance might be, you know, proud of that. But like, what is something that you're grateful for that
I am grateful for the connections that have gotten stronger in this time. Like I have some, and I've noticed, I'm grateful for the women in my life. I've noticed, I don't think I fully, cause I have so many male friends. Like I didn't fully have, I feel like I've ignored the fact that I have some awesome female presence in my life. And I've those bonds have gotten stronger in this time, especially with friends that I haven't really spoken to in the past few years. We've been speaking to each other more now, like on Zoom. We'll plan Zoom meetups and checking it with each other in a text thread. And I'm just, yeah, I'm like really, and I love our book club, Sleesh. And like,
I'm really good at connecting people, Huso.
Oh, thank you. I just I need to make sure that in this time I have the people that I really appreciate around me, even though we're isolated. And I was like, how can I keep these people around me? I was like, I know Sleesha and Gabby love the same, like Gabby questionable. Yes.
Yes.
We're in history lessons with Gabby, okay?
Oh my gosh, don't even get me freaking started on the book that she picked. That makes me so mad. Like, what is this? A college
prep? Yes. Course? Yes. We're in college with Gabby.
But also, yeah, like the meditations that you sent out, like, yeah, you're just great at connecting people.
Oh, thank you. I just know, like, if something works for me, I'm always like, that probably will work for someone else. And like, why not? It's not going to hurt. So, yeah.
I love you. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sleesh. I
cannot wait to drink wine with you in person.
Yes, same. Long overdue.
I know. I love you so much. Thank you, Huso.
Love you, Sleesh.
Love you, girl.
And that wraps another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I'm so honored to have such great guests on this show. And if there's somebody who you want to listen to, please drop me a note on my Instagram at Sleesha Thomas or at Black Hair Podcast and slip into those DMs and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, rate it, leave a review, tell a friend, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I am so grateful that you are part of this community. It would not be the same without you. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode and most of these episodes. And shout out to you for listening. Y'all, my heart is so big and I feel so grateful. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Sleesha Thomas. See you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.